This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to talk to you words of introduction for Tisha B'Av, words of Isayrus, words that will open up and give us an understanding of what the Aveda of Tisha B'Av, what we must do, and the way we must feel as Yidden on the day of Tisha B'Av. The Pasuk in Eicha, the second Pasuk, right away in the beginning, Bachai Sifke Balayla. Cry, you should cry. Bachai Sifke Balayla. Medrash is mashma bachay sifke, bachay bayayim, sifke balayla, that their double lashon of bachay sifke means to say by day and by night. But actually the pasuk clearly emphasizes bachay sifke balayla. Cry, you should cry at night. What's the significance of the night? Churban Abayis started at night, continued through the day. Most of the kinnis we say during the day. Yet the Eicha, the Navi, stresses Bachay Sifke Balayla. Why is he stressing Balayla, the night? The Medrash, the Gemara, both discuss this question, why Balayla? And the Gemara says, Shekol HaBeiche Balayla Kailoi Nishma. Whoever cries at night, you could hear. You could hear his cry. And people respond by crying with that person. Maybe that's what it means. Bachai Sifke. Bachai, you and Sifke will be the response that others will cry. Bachai, you cry. Sifke, and this, everyone will cry. But we see clearly that there's an inyan on Tisha B'Av to cry. It's an inyan on Tisha B'Av to cry. What is the crying of Tisha B'Av? We see that it's an important part of the day. You see, Bachoy Sifke becomes the second pasuk in the Eicha. As a matter of fact, Chazal tell us that because of the Miraglim, that they were Boicha Bechia Shel Chinam, because of this, there's a Bechia L'dayrus. So you see that there's an Inyan of Bechia, cry L'dayrus. Tisha B'Av is about crying. What does it mean Bechia Shel Chinam? What does it mean, chinam? For nothing? And if I cry for nothing, is it such a bad thing? You could come and say they lacked emunah. Why b'chia shel chinam? It seems like the actual b'chia, if it's done l'chinam, is a terrible tragedy. For nothing, chinam, for nothing. B'chia l'chinam. Why is it that Chazal emphasized, that Chazal put such a stress on the Bechia that was l'chinam, that was for nothing? They cried, they were kaifrim, they had lack of emunah. Why the emphasis on the Bechia shel chinam? I want to tell you over an interesting Chazal, Rabbi Yosai. And as we talk, we'll get more of an understanding of what the Bechia of Tisha B'Av is supposed to be. What is the kavana behind the bechia? There's a Gemara, a Medrash, that Yirmiyah was not there when Klal Yisrael was taken to Golus. He was sent on a mission. Later on, he meets them up on the Haris Bavel. Al Naharis Bavel, Shom Yashavnu Gam Bechinu. What were they crying? They saw Yirmiyah. They met up with Yirmiyah. And then they broke down and they cried. And Yirmiyah tells them, Ilu bechisem bechia achas. Had you only cried one tear, one cry. Till here, till this, you wouldn't have went to Gullus. You should have done this. What do they say? A day too late and a dime too short, or a dime too whatever, too little, too late. Okay. Had you only you cried this earlier, you wouldn't have went to Gullus. You can't make noise here now. You can't make noise here now. So just.
Sorry,
I can't make noise. Huh? So the question is, you don't think anybody cried? I mean, when somebody has torture, he cries. And between men, women, and children. You read all the Chazal, all the terrible things that happened. Nobody cried. They were completely dry. How do you explain if you would have cried? Why would they not cry till now? Who didn't cry? I'm sure they cried. What does it mean if you only have cried one tear? Someone must have cried somewhere, terrible things happen, people cry. Obviously, we don't mean crying from pain. Obviously, we don't mean crying from Yisurim. Obviously, we don't mean crying from Tzar. I'm talking about a different type of crying. And that cry, they didn't do till they saw Yirmi Al Nara's bubble. What does that mean? So what is this? What is this crying that they should have done and didn't do? I want to tell you over a medrash. The Ramah in his Sefer Teres Ha'ilah brings down that Yirmiyah was standing by the rubble of the Beis Hamikdash, crying. A platin comes and he sees Yirmiyah. He was from the emperor's kingdom, and he sees Yirmiyah crying by the rubble of the Beis Hamikdash, and he asks him, "You're a wise man. Could you explain to me how could you cry about a building? It's a building. At the end of the day, Beis Hamikdash is a building. And secondly, how could you cry about something about the past? It's a thing that happened. Intelligent people learn how to make peace with the past. How could you sit and cry about a building in the something that was?" So Yirmiyah says, "I'll answer you on the first question, why I cry about the Beis Hamikdash. It's only a building. Ask me any question you want. Any question, any wisdom, any chachma, anything." And he did. And he answered him. And he was astonished by the chachma of Yirmiyah, by the wisdom. And he tells him, "You see all my wisdom? It comes from this building." Now you understand why this building means so much to me. This that you ask me why I cry about something in the pit, I can't answer you. That second question I won't answer because you'll never understand. What's there not to understand? But you got to be a brilliant man. And what's Taka the Pshat? So many Mepharshim learned he wasn't crying about the past. He was crying about the future. He was daming to the Eibishtet, right? Whoever mourns the Beis HaMikdash, Zaych V'Raya Ben Achmasa. We cry on Tisha B'Av. We cry about the future. So what's so difficult to understand? What's the big secret behind it? So in previous years I told you, Pshat, that Chazal, Yirmiyah, was trying to say, how would the guy understand what the Beis HaMikdash means to me? He looks at it, it's a building, what are you crying for? He is Zakmuvas Vashteta Gai Vegana Beis HaMikdash. What would he understand? I can't explain it to you, it's not something you'll understand. This year I would like to explain it a little differently, and that is Vas Frashtei Targoy, Vas Ayida Shetrer is what a cry of a Jew. When a Jew cries, it's not tears of pain or suffering. It's not personal. You know what the Neshama cries about? It's deep from the Neshama, a Bechia. And that is that he's disconnected from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He longs from the Beis HaMikdash, through the Beis HaMikdash, his churban, he misses the Eibishter. And only a Yid feels that way. A guy can't have any comprehension about that. That Bechia, that cry, that you're missing the Rabbeinu Shloim, is something only the neshama of a yid, which is a chelik eloi kamimal, could grasp, has an understanding in. It's a sight for a guy. A guy can't even understand it. A guy, give him something to take away his mind off his pain, he's happy. You know, rabbis say they have all these self-help books and everything. It don't help for Yidden. You know why? Because the Yiddish neshama is searching for something completely different. The guy needs to come to palisade, to take care of the pain that he has and his boredom. And so you give him Olam Haza, whatever it is. The Yid is searching for the Rebbeinu Shleilam from within. He's missing something. He's menutak from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that's the Bechi. And I'll tell you where I got this from. The first person to cry, Rabbi Yisrael, people don't know this. Who was the first person to cry? Adam Arishan. The Medrash says that when he was kicked out of Gan Eden, he was very depressed. Gan Eden. He's disconnected from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Gan of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Shechina. So Rebbeinu Shleilam says, I'm going to give you something that will elevate you, will uplift you, be Menachem, you will console you, and that is tears, crying. And when you cry, you'll feel better. Why? The crying that was given to Adam Arishan was that the neshama feels attached to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Through the tears, through the crying, the neshama is connecting back to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's a way, it's another way of, when a person, for example, is an Avo, right? He cries, and he feels better. You know why? Because the memory of the person is so strong in the heart that the person, by crying, feels that the person didn't leave. His memory is still here. He still feels him. You know, that's what Avelis is really all about. Avelis is, people don't want to let go of the mace. And they feel by being Misabel, by crying, they're connected. To be connected to the Rebbeinu Shem and Gullis is a Bechila Dairis. So we think Bechila Dairis is an Einish. Bechila Dairis was a Tikkun. It was Mesakin the Bechia Shel Chinam. What is Chinam? The Rebbeinu Shem gave you a Matana. And that is to cry. Crying was meant to get close to the Eibishter. And here the Meraglim took the crying and they used it, Chinam. They used it for the wrong purpose. So how do we misaken that? How do we fix that? Bechil adayrus, that we long for the Beis HaMikdash, and we long for the Rebbeinu Shem to master Shechina L'Klal Yisrael. Pashit, I ask you, what's the Bechia Shel Chinam? What's the Chinam? They had a Kfira, and the answer is, the Bechia was misused against the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It was Chinam, it was made Chayil. The Bechi is a tremendous kayach that a Yid has from within to cry, to get close to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. To take that and use it in the Meraglim to cry, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's a misuse of Bechi. So the Tikkun, not the Einish, the Tikkun, how we misaken it, through the Dairis we have Bechi, that we cry for the Beis HaMikdash and for the Machzor Shechinas HaLitzion. This is the Bechi that Yirmi was saying, that the guy can never understand. There is no way for the guy to understand such a bechia. Only a Yid that longs for his father can have such a bechia. Goyin brings down that you're not allowed to cry in Rosh Hashanah. It's in Ma'aser Rav, based on a pasuk. Lechu ichlu lachmechem, right? Ichlu mashmanim, ched vas Hashem uschem. You're supposed to be happy in Rosh Hashanah. Arizal brought down the Berhetev, said you have to cry in Rosh Hashanah. The opposite. And if someone doesn't cry, there's something wrong with the neshama. Rosh Hashanah. And he says, in case you don't cry Rosh Hashanah, there's something wrong with your neshama. The Goyin is right. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says clearly you should be happy. You know what Arizal's arguing with the pasuk? Something's wrong over here. Yeah. So Rabbi Zunul Misalant explains that it's not a contradiction to cry because you're unhappy, that you're not allowed to Rosh Hashanah. Don't think about Aveiris that you did. It's Yontif, it's together with the Eibishter, the Melech, the King. So what did the Arizal mean? That itself is the cry of the Yid. All year, he feels meruchik, far from the Eibishter. And all of a sudden, he comes Rosh Hashanah and he announces, Rabbeinu Shalom is the king, and we're connecting as his nation and as his peoples. That is Ma'ir Bechi. That brings out a certain cry. That crying, not only is not to be done, it must be done on Rosh Hashanah, to the point that if he doesn't have it, you have to check his neshama. What's wrong with his neshama? The neshama of a Jew is kosef. He longs for the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And here, the Malchus of the Eibishter is being announced. Ki Ashoifer, how could you not cry? What the Goyin means, and this is the way I understand Rabbi Zumu Misalan, to sit down and make yourself cry on Rosh Hashanah. You can't do that. Chedvas Hashem, you have to be happy in Rosh Hashanah. The crying that Arizal is talking about is not talking about crying of pain, of tsar, like I explained to you. It's the crying that we long to be close to the Eibishter, that every Yid has, and a guy couldn't understand it. Yirmiyah says, I can't tell it to you, you'll never understand what I'm talking about. And that's what Yirmiyah meant, Ilu b'chisim b'chiachas. All you needed to do was give one cry, and that would have been enough. The Gemara tells us, on the Bachay Sifka Balayla, to cry at night and others cry with you, a proof that Rav Gamliel lived in a neighborhood where there was an almana who lost a child. And every night she would wake up to cry for her child. Rav Gamliel heard her cries, he would wake up as well. And he would cry over the Churban HaMikdash saying Tikkun Chatzos, to the point that he cried so much that his eyebrows fell out. The Talmidim in the morning see that the Rebbe looks, something's wrong. And they realized, they started doing research, and they realized it has to do with the neighbor, the lady next door. So they moved Rav Gamliel to a different neighborhood. It's a Gemara. It's a Medrash. Siseinov, his eyebrows fell out from so much crying. The Mefarshim ask, the woman used to get up to cry for her son. How did Rav Gamliel take from that in his Oirus to cry for the Beis HaMikdash? It has nothing to do with it. But because she's crying, therefore I have to cry about something else. If it's connected, I hear her crying is Ma'irah, but she's crying about her son. What does it have to do with Tikkun Chatzos? So there's a very famous teretz, Rav Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, all the Mefarshim and all the Sfarim quote Rav Gifter on this question, that Rav Gamliel understood that all the tzaras that we have today is rooted in Churban HaBayis. That if this woman is suffering, she's an almana and she lost a child, that's tremendous tzaras. It has to be because of the Churban years before. All bad and all tzaras and all nesyanis that we have in Galus, they roots back to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he wakes up and he cries over the Beis HaMikdash. I would like to say a different pshat, according to the way I explained to you, and that is, she's crying what? What is her cry? She misses her son. You know what Tikkun Chatzos is, Rabbi Yisai? Chazal tell us that the Rabbeinu Shloilam wakes up every night, Bashmoyris, and what does he cry about? Same about us. He misses us. That's in Furash Gemara. Woe is to the children that were taken away from the shulchan of their parent, of their father. Huh? So in the cry of the mother missing the child, Rav Gamliel was nesayir what? Korban Abayis. The cry of Tikkun Chatzos. It was ma'oyrehim. The same thing, the longing, the missing, the kisufim, the gaguim for the Rabbeinu Shloilam. That's the bechia. That was the cry of the Yid. He misses, he longs for the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Pasuk says, Shivchi kamayim libech, noichach p'nei Hashem. Says the Alshich. What's noichach p'nei Hashem? That itself is what we cry about. We cry to be noichach p'nei Hashem. We feel menutak. We feel cut off. We don't feel connected to the Eibishter. So Shivchi Kamayim Libe. Leichach Pinei Hashem. You notice, Rabbi Isai, in the whole Eicha, we discuss very little about Beis HaMikdash. Even at the end, I would expect that the final clause of the Eicha would be Shibana Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. We don't talk like that. What is the theme of the ending of the Eicha, the culmination of Eicha? And that is Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem. Just bring us back in, Rishon. The Jew in Galus cries about one thing. He's menutik from the Rebbeinu Shem. He's disconnected. The whole crying, the bechi, bechi sifke balayla, is not crying over pain and suffering. It's crying about, look how we're menutik, we're disconnected. You know, there's a custom that the month of Av is not called Av. It's called Menachem Av. When we make Berachas HaChodesh, we call it Menachem Av. What does it mean? The father is Menachem. What's the Nechama? Because that's what the problem in the Galus that we suffer. Yisayimim Hayinu Ve'ein Av. One of the foundations of Galus, one of the churbanis of Galus is that we feel ain't of. Yisayimim hayinu ve'ain of. That's what's causing the tsar from within. Menachem, what is the nechama? The nechama is Menachem of. That the av is Menachemus. In the second kinnah, on the night, we actually begin with one kinnah called Oy. That's the first kinnah. If you take a look, the first kinnah on the night of Tisha B'Av is about a theme called Oy. Oy mehayolanu. Oy, 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 Oy mehayolanu. Everything is Oy. Every stands that the chazan and the people have to respond with Oy. And it's interesting, how did that become the first kinnah? And I always understood that there's a bechia. Bechia achas. Sometimes we're so dry that we don't even understand that we're in trouble. There's something wrong. So the first part of the kinnah begins, oy. Gotta stop and think, something's wrong. Oy, I'm hurt. I have a problem. The next kinnah is, Belel zeh yifkiyun banai. And this night, that's how the second kinnah begins. My son, Banai, my children, they should cry on this night. So the night we discuss, but why Banai? Why is it Madgish? Why is there an emphasis that my son, Banai, my son should cry? And the way I explain to you is beautiful, because the cry of Tisha B'Av is the cry from the son to the father. You see it clearly. Crying that we cry on Tisha B'Av is, Rabbeinu Shem, I miss you. I miss you. I've told you in the past, Al Naris Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, Gam. What is the word Gam Bachino? What does Gam mean? Also. So I told you all, I heard from Isaiah the Mayor de Kavart, maybe others have said it also. You know, the waters were the first to cry. Adam. We said it's not really true. The truth is, waters cried before Adam.
Water.
The waters cried before Adam Arishon. Gemara says that when the Rebbeinu Shem separated the up water, the above waters, and the lower waters cried, Rebbeinu Shem, we don't want to be here. We want to be with you. And they came to Naris Bavel, Sham Yashavdu, Gam Bachina. We cried the same cry with the waters. The waters, Gam, we also cried, the same cry. Rabbeinu Shlom, we want to be with you. The Mayim, the waters, and what was Taka the waters given? The Mizbeach. I'd like to add this point. What do we do to take care of the waters that wanted to be close to the Eibishter? They were put on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach means you're close to the Eibishter. You're on the Mizbeach. So now that we had the Churban, we don't have that also. So Gam Bechinu, now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so just like the waters are going to cry, because the waters are saying, well, now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Our whole Nechama, our whole consolation was that we had the Mizbeach. And now that we don't have that, so the waters go back to cry, Gam Bechinu, and we cried with them, because we also feel Menutuk. We feel very separated from the Rabbeinu Shlem. Chazal tell us that the Shari Dmais Aloi Ninahu, the Shari of tears, never close. The Mefarshim ask the Kotzker. The Kotzker asks, if it's never closed, then what's the point of having Shiarim? What do you need a Shari for? If something never closes, then you don't need a door. You only need a door if you have to close it, right? So I always understood that's good for what it means. It's to show you that the door is always open. How would you ever know that? By having a door that remains open. Maybe it's just the Kotzker would say, he would say that there are different types of tears. Some tears are more sincere. For them it's Leininalu. But then there's certain tears which are not sincere. And since they're not sincere, the door closes on them. And I never understood sincere tears. Not, you know, one of the things you can't make up is tears. It's one of the things that Yidua, right? Anybody who needs to cry, either to take an onion or they're really crying. There's no way to make fake tears. It doesn't really exist. So what does insincere tears mean? So I thought maybe this is the kavanah. The kavanah is as follows. Maybe. When the tears are about you, so it's like anything else. Tefillah, you could daven. Sometimes they're open, sometimes they're close. As a matter of fact, from the time of the Churban, Sasam Tefilasi, right, it says clearly that the Shari Tefillah started to close from the time of the Churban. So what's the mile of the dimma then? So what's so special? I daven? No. But if I cry, that has an open pass by the Shiari Shemayim. And I think Rabbi said the Pshat is as follows. When it's about you, that's what we call fake tears. Then there's pure tears. Tears which are kaddish. Tears which come from the neshama, that they want to connect with the Rabbeinu Shlom. Those tears can never be sent away. There's no such thing. Yom Kippur, by Ne'ila, we say clearly, Rabbeinu Shlom, take our tears and put them in a pouch, in a basket, and keep them under your Kiseh HaKavod. Benoit Chaliyos, there's a certain pouch that the Rabbi Yisrael takes the tears, yeah, and he puts them, and he collects them, and he uses them whenever it's needed, these tears. Why are these tears, and we talk about it in Yom Kippur by Nila. It's interesting, huh? Why by Nila, by Yom Kippur, do we talk about these tears? I feel Neil is a time where the person connects the most with the Rabbeinu Shlom. Yom Kippur, through the process of Yom Kippur. Yeah. Through the process of Yom Kippur, the tears that a person cries is he gets closer and closer to the Rabbeinu Shlom. So those tears, we tell the Rabbeinu Shlom, take those tears, benoit chaliyos. Because even though there's such a thing called Ni'ilah Sharim, what does Ni'ilah mean? Ni'ilah means we're closing the gates. But for the tears, the gates never close. So we tell the Rabbi Hashem, take the tears and put them benayit chaliyos in a security deposit. And when we're going to need them. So cry when you need it. Why does the Rebbeinu Shem have to take the tears and keep them in a security bank for a time? When the time comes, you'll cry. And the answer is, those tears might be tears of pain. The tears we're talking about are not the tears of pain. We're talking about the tears that a Jew cries that he wants to be connected to the Rebbeinu Shem. And those Rebbeinu Shem puts away, those are special tears. See, not all tears are in the same caliber of Bechia Shel Emes. There's Bechia of Avada, people cry for different things. That's Tefillah, it's no different than any other Tefillah. But then there are certain times where the Yid cries, where it's completely Kaddish. The tear itself is just Rebbeinu Shel. And that's what Yirmiyah saw. Yirmiyah saw at that moment, Bechia Achas, one tear. Well, it only takes one tear. But one tear and that's it. Bechia Achas, one cry. That's all that's needed. And the Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, we don't mean crying. We mean something completely different. Bechia Achas means the breakdown where the Yid connects with the Rebbeinu Shloim through Bechi. This Bechi is what Yirmiyah said, if we only had one Bechi. Banai, if my children would have cried just one tear, this would have brought out that it shouldn't be a galus. This is the Avodah Rabbi Yisai at Tisha B'Av. Unfortunately, we're dry. Unfortunately, we're dry. The galus made us dry. You have to find within you, there's in every Yid, a longing for the Rebbeinu Shem, that we miss the fact that we're not connected to the Rebbeinu Shem. You know, I always say over, I don't know if the Olam knows this, there's a very famous song, Chassidim claim it's theirs, Litvisha claim it's theirs. The Nigun Shabbai is irrelevant, but the words have came down for many generations as a tremendous Musar. It talks about a fish, that the fish in the water can't really see it. And you know why you can't see it? Because the ocean is very deep. Which is deep. Had the waters not been deep, then I'd see the fish. That's how it starts, the song. Then it has a second stanza, and that is, you know the sun, when you're in a big forest, you can't see the sun. Why not? Because the trees are very thick. Had the trees not been so thick, then the sun would shine through. These are the example. And what's the nimshel? Which is the third stanza. And that is, Shechina, Shechina, where are you? The galus is so long. So long, the galus. Had the galus not been so long, the Shechina would be seen more. As time moves on, we see less and less. We're less and less connected. That's what happens. Oirech HaGalus brings about a lack of connection to the Shechina. The Bakasha, the Tefillah, and the cry of Tisha B'Av, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilechem, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. What once was, not the same anymore. As time goes on, it gets less and less. Rebbeinu Shlom, return us. Not just return, Abari, Kekedem, the way it was. Oirech HaGalus makes it that it's further and further away. Let's talk to Bizaycha. If we cry the proper tears of Tisha B'Av, Rebbeinu Shalom will tell us, Kol HaMasabal Al Yerushalayim Zaycha V'roya B'Nachmosa, that we should be Zaycha to see him.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.